Ferranti and Teicher on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with a medley there of songs that you know for Christmas time. Before that, we had Spencer Brewer with Carol of the Bells. I'm not going through the list because they're so small and there are so many. So I think there was Silent Night in there, Away in a Manger, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas by Ferranti and Teicher. At least I think that's what it was. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Severance, Colorado. A neighborhood in northern Colorado, this northern Colorado town, successfully fought off a homeowners association bid to remove a 28-foot inflatable Santa Claus, arguing the record-sized decoration brings a holiday cheer and chaos to residents and motorists alike. The makeshift Santa towering over neighboring rooftops drew crowds of selfie-seekers and one confused delivery driver who attempted to navigate around it in reverse. Neighbors cheered the decision to keep the inflatable standing through New Year's Day, calling it a festive landmark. Some critics joke that the Santa now needs its own zip code to handle the volume of tourists. HOA officials said they were surprised by the level of community mobilization, but vowed to revisit guidelines next year. Supporters hoisted candy cane flags in celebration while blasting holiday tunes on loop. Probably got a noise violation there, too. Los Angeles County, California. Two reindeer being hauled in a trailer near Los Angeles County made an unplanned sprint for freedom, scampering across the five-lane freeway, or Route 5 freeway, rather, in a scene that had drivers slowing to gawk. The animals, reportedly en route to a Christmas event, leapt from their trailer and darted through traffic before animal control officers netted them safely. The no vehicles were seriously harmed, although one SUV reportedly suffered minor antler-related bumper bruising. Yeah, well, there you go. And also in Los Angeles, Disney Plus and Hulu collaborated on a sweet attempt to slow Santa's schedule this season by building what they're calling the world's largest gingerbread house. Towering over passersby, the edible structure is reportedly big enough for multiple visitors to tour at once, though officials warn against nibbling the load-bearing beams. Construction involved dozens of bakers and tens of thousands of gumdrops, and the exhibit ushers in a holiday streaming festivities with a side of sticky syrup art. Structural engineers were consulted but didn't comment on whether the house could survive a real Cookie Monster attack. Disney Plus executives said the project celebrates Home Alone's 35th anniversary and also tests the theory that bigger cookies mean bigger joy. Okay, well, yeah. That's interesting. Here's Frank Chaxfield with The Golden Carol on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
snowflakes come down. Santa's coming into town. It's Christmas time of the year. It's Merry Christmas time again. Faces gleaming with joy on every little girl and boy. Peeking under the trees on Christmas Eve. Dolls for Mary, toys for Johnny, something special for Mom and Dad. Milk and cookies left for Santa, that should make him glad. A Merry Christmas to all, we sure hope you had a ball. Hope to see you next year, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are upon us. Celebrate with us here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, child of Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing, the music seem to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Then find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with the Living Strings there and Blue Christmas, made famous by Elvis, of course. Holly Ridge Strings before that with Winter Wonderland, Harry Belafonte with Mary's Boy Child, Herb Alpert and Feliz Navidad, and Engelbert Humperdinck with Christmas Time Again. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh. Have time for one more this hour. Next day, Acevedo, I'll be home for Christmas, even if it's just in my sleep. Ed Sullivan takes us up to the top of the hour with the first Noel. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
This is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Be my sidekick, my Prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
ça.
Aux quatre coins de la table, du vin rouge et du blanc.
J'en buvais à ma soif en me divertissant.
J'en buvais à ma soif en me divertissant.
Un soir m'a pris d'envie d'aller voir ma maîtresse. Je la trouve sur son lit, qu'elle pleure bien sans cesse.
Au cave donc la belle, car vous attend pleurer.
Vos amitiés, la belle, auraient pu changer.
Vos amitiés, la belle, auraient pu changer.
J'ai entendu parler de bien des choses que vous déviez partout, d'un cabaret à l'autre.
Que ce serait la belle, cela vous fait de rien.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Galant, j'ai entendu encore bien d'autres choses. Que vous fassiez l'amour à moi comme bien à d'autres.
Que ce serait la belle, cela vous fait de rien.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Thank you.
totalitarianism, as I've called it, is perhaps nowhere more strikingly displayed than in the fact, on the one hand, totalitarian regimes mobilize populations, regiment them, generally control them in some kind of unanimous goose step. To put it very simply, totalitarianism seeks to mobilize populations. Inverted totalitarianism seeks to demobilize them.
That's Sheldon Wallen, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Sheldon Wallen on inverted totalitarianism. Traditional totalitarianism conjures up images of jackbooted stormtroopers, gulags, and death camps. In recent years, a new variety of totalitarianism has emerged. Professor Sheldon Wallen calls it the inversion of totalitarianism. It represents the coming of age of corporate power and political demobilization of the citizenry. Unlike classical totalitarian systems, which openly boasted of their intentions to force their societies in a preconceived totality, inverted totalitarianism is not expressly conceptualized as an ideology, nor is it objectified in public policy. Corporations have de facto power and have, over the years, carried out a slow-motion coup d'etat. How to resist? Wallen says it starts at the local level. Our guest today is Sheldon Wallen. He was an award-winning scholar. Cornel West called him the greatest political theorist of and for democracy of our time. He taught at UC Berkeley and Princeton. He passed away in 2015. This classic from the AR archives was recorded in Willits, California in 2003. And now, Sheldon Wallen, inverted totalitarianism.
Let me first talk about the notion itself by suggesting what I'm sure some of you are at least familiar with, and that is general features of totalitarianism. That is, what are we looking for?